Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, wildfires, the worst in the history of Los Angeles, started on Tuesday and continue to rage. The homes of many celebrities have been destroyed and over 100,000 people have been evacuated. At least five people have been killed since Tuesday. Fair City star Victor Burke now lives in LA and he joins us on the line. Hello, Victor.
Hey, Ray, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, you're home. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Kind of both, I guess. We were due to go back home, I guess, there today, but we delayed it because of what's going on. But I did speak to you the last time.
Yes.
LA was on fire. So I must be like the go-to guy when there's a fire.
I know. That's
a natural disaster.
Funny, but not
Where's
funny.
Victor
yeah,
Burke?
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. I can't believe that was 2018, Victor.
Yeah, only 20. Yeah, but it's funny, Ray, because I was explaining to somebody the other day that there was so 2018, our house burned everywhere, burned around our area. So it's very much area specific. But at the back of our house, at the front is the ocean, and at the back is, you know, these mountain range called the Santa Monica Mountain Range, which is huge. And that was burned, scarred, you know, black for a good year. Mm. And then it started to grow back, and people think that there's no rain in California because of the song, but there can be quite a bit of rain, and there's been quite a bit of rain over the last 2 years, and huge growth. So grew back green, and some of the houses that burned have been rebuilt. And you know, it was kind of obvious that everybody around was looking at it going, when there is another fire now, it's going to be a bad one. Yeah. Because of the growth.
And the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, has said this firestorm is the big one. So what are you hearing from people back in your home now in the States?
Yeah, no, it's really bad. I mean, this is it always depends, you know, it's always bad depending on who you speak to. You know, personally for us, the last one was terrible, devastating. When I spoke to you back then, I didn't know, but my immediate neighbor died in the fire, and her and her son were the only two deaths in all of, you know, that in all of Malibu, actually, back then, and a much wider area. But they went the wrong way. So
in a
that
car,
was devastating.
Was it?
Yeah.
Victor, right?
Yeah. They just, for some reason, they came out and they went onto that roadway that you keep hearing about, the Pacific Coast Highway, that's been all over the news today and yesterday. They went out, and you can, you know, you should only go left or right, you know, along the ocean. Because if you go any other way, you're going up into the mountains, and the other way is into the ocean. So for some strange reason, and the lady had lived there for 50 years, they went right.
Right.
Nobody knows why. And, you know, they,
right.
Perished.
So you, was your house burnt to the ground last time?
Yeah, it wasn't burnt to the ground,
right.
But it was burnt. And then there's other things to take into account. So it caught fire. And from what you've seen again now on the news, I've been watching it here, you know, when one house catches fire, everybody around, whoever's there, will try and put it out because they're trying to save their own properties next door because it just jumps. So a couple of people tried to stop it, and looking enough, a fire truck was gone by, and then a couple of helicopters dropped water on it. But all of that water and fire retardant stuff goes in, and then the fire brigade go in and they pull down ceilings and they kick in doors. And so between the fire, the smoke and the water, it was completely destroyed and everything destroyed in it. But I mean, I've this is really bad. I have friends that have lost everything, and not just them, their whole area, their whole neighborhoods have been wiped out. Even when ours burned, it was, you know, spotty. So a house would burn here and another one would, it was strange how it jumped. But this time just seems to be completely devastating. So it's weird.
And we're not just hearing more about it because of where it is. It is this catastrophic. And I heard Claire Byrne talking to somebody this morning, and they were saying that the wind has died down a little bit. So that's hopeful.
Yeah, and it's funny. It's very, like, we're there 10 years now, but I used to hear people talking about the Santa Ana winds, and until you experience it, it's very hard to explain it. It is like a 100-mile-an-hour wind, but it's warm.
Right.
So it's like being in a hurricane. It will knock over lorries and trucks and trees, but it's like a hairdryer.
Right.
So you put a match to that, and
yes.
and foliage and greens, and it's the perfect storm. And that's what happened this time.
And these fireballs, which are like large embers, are taken to the wind, and that's spreading it.
Yeah, yeah, and again, because everything is so dry, and everything's made of wood. So, and this, everybody thinks, oh, everybody's multimillionaires and billionaires, and there are a lot. There are a lot of that. There's a lot of working class people. There's a lot of people working there who've now lost their homes, no insurance. No jobs, people working in factories and supermarkets and, all gone. Areas just completely wiped out.
I'm just looking at, these are names that we'd all know from movies and stuff. The places that have been evacuated, Hollywood Boulevard, Mulholland Drive.
Sunset Boulevard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, the strange thing is those areas don't typically experience the fires. That's really been the wildest thing for us.
Because they're built up. That's the thing. You wouldn't think that there would be the fuel,
like
the vegetation.
Like Pacific Palisades is it's like saying, like Dundrum, Inchy Core, Stillorgan. It's a town. It's like I've a very good friend who lived there, and his old family home was a tiny little cottage in this beautiful area, and his father was an incredible artist and did some of the biggest films in the world and had all this incredible memorabilia around the house, the Forrest Gump bench and stuff from Back to the Future, all gone.
Yeah.
Because they're just little wooden, they're either little wooden houses or big wooden houses. But they'll all burn.
Did you move or rebuild back in 2018?
No, we rebuilt.
You rebuilt, right.
Yeah.
And your house isn't in danger this time round at the moment?
Not at the moment, but it's like my son has actually went back. My son went back today, just this afternoon, and there's no electricity, water, gas.
Yeah.
So, but we've our dog there, so he's going to go back to get the dog.
Having chats about the future now? Because this is, it was 2018, which is what?
Yeah.
7 years ago, six, 7 years ago. It's happening again now. More likely, these events are more likely to happen because of climate change. And you don't want to be living in fear of this happening.
No, but it's like anything. It's wherever you live and wherever you're working and whatever your work is. And like we'll be fine now in this instance. But again, like if you lived in Pacific Palisades or Altadena or Pasadena or wherever, like my daughter's boyfriend who was over here on holidays with us at Christmas, he's from Altadena and his house was the only one on the street that survived. But he's going back there now, delighted, a young lad, that the house is saved. But everything around him is gone.
Yeah.
Two high schools, the coffee shops, all the neighbors. So a lot of people will leave and some people can afford to leave and, some people have multiple homes and they can go and do that. There's that kind of, bunch of people and there's a lot of them in LA. But then there's the other people that can't afford to do that because of work or so. It just depends on your situation.
Yeah. For us, I was just thinking, because you, obviously, you're an Irish man.
Yeah.
I know you've been there 10 years.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering, were you considering moving back home or not?
Yeah, but everyone Irish will always consider coming home. A lot. I'm back and forth every few months. Anyway,
and what age are your children?
22 and 19.
Right. Okay.
So one of them's in college here. So she's grand.
Yeah.
She's
here. Yeah.
But they grew up there now. So they're all their mates are.
They're American. Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. So.
Well Victor, I know this is going to sound odd, but I hope I won't be talking to you in the near future.
Yeah, it's an earthquake or a tsunami somewhere in the world.
And I hope your property and your people are safe. Victor, thanks for talking to us. Mind yourself. See you now.
Yeah,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.